The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That would mean Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, and Super Bowl 56 is on the menu today. Mike Wilson, my friend, we have NFL football to talk about. The Bengals playing the LA Rams in their backyard for Super Bowl 56, brother. I am jacked up. I am fired up. I am ready to rock. I am ready to roll. Let's talk about football today, brother. How are you, Mike Wilson?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it is football Sunday. It should be a national holiday, just my opinion, so take it for what it's worth. But can the Bengals do it again? Can they defy odds? Can they win this game? Or does the star-studded, Ram offense, defense take over and win a home game today? It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to the halftime show myself. So it's going to be great.
Speaking of home game, man, those guys, the California Love guys, you name it, they got you covered. It was funny, I was listening to some show the other day, and the guy was literally breaking down, is California Love first? Is this first? Da-da-da-da-da. Who cares, man? We got a football game to talk about. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and the Weekend Edition. Right back, buddy.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. My friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Have you heard about podcasting? With podcasts, your favorite radio shows like Sports Overnight America and The Video Game Review are delivered directly to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want. And it's easy, too. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to the show you want. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, Super Bowl Sunday, baby. Super Bowl 56 coming up in a few hours later on today. Obviously, Cincinnati Bengals playing the LA Rams in their backyard. The star-studded cast of guys has been formulated there for the LA Rams. And then you have the Young Bucks, Joe Burrow and company, maybe a couple of years ahead of time, Mike, if we will, but they're here at this moment in time, and maybe that means many, many years of great things for the Cincinnati Bengals. And, you know, you alluded to the California love and all that stuff. It's kind of weird. If I'm not mistaken, I think about 53 to 55% of the fans will actually be Bengals fans. Interesting there. I don't know how they come up with those numbers, but obviously you got the LA people selling their tickets and this and that and the other. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I don't necessarily know if I'd go that route, but hey, I ain't mad at you. I understand we live in a world where you got to capitalize on just about anything and everything. So let's start breaking this thing down, my friend. Okay, Matty Stafford, Joey Burrow. Let's start right there. Who do you trust more and why?
That, you know, that's a good question. You know, it's hard not to trust Burrow, seeing what he's done in just only his second year. But at the same time, look, Stafford's been around for obviously a longer amount of time. He has, to me, he has slightly better weapons around him. So for me, it's maybe Stafford by just a sliver of a margin in terms of trust. I mean, look, both these guys, this is their first time in the Super Bowl. So they don't have any past experience of, say, a Tom Brady to lean on in these kind of things. So I tend to lean on who has maybe the better talent. I'm going to go with Stafford's team and the Rams, but it's not by a big margin at all.
So Joe Burrow could be the first guy to be the Heisman Trophy winner, a national champion, the first draft pick, and then a Super Bowl winner as well. So I get it. I hear you. I understand. And, you know, it's interesting to hear both of us kind of break this thing down a little bit. And we're talking about a young kid in Joe Burrow being extremely seasoned with that national championship. I think the stakes are a little different here, bro. I'm sorry, but it's kind of crazy to me listening to everybody talk about Joe Burrow this and Joe Burrow that. If there's ever a time to have an opportunity to have an opportunity to mess up, I got to tell you, man, it's the Super Bowl. And for that matter alone, I've seen the trouble that Matty Stafford has had throughout his career. You know, he was in purgatory there in Detroit. He wasn't able to win football games, wasn't able to get to the playoffs. When he did, it was a joke. Now you're in L.A. Things happen, like, extremely quickly. Look what they did in one season. The stars to me have aligned. I'm sorry, but it's one of those things. And I think Matty Stafford by leaps and bounds, bro. I'm sorry, but I think Matty Stafford by leaps and bounds. The 13-year career that he's had has got to mean something, man. I'm sorry. So I think that it's like disrespect majorly on Matty Stafford's part being thrown out there by all kinds of media and this and that and the other when you're talking about Joe Burrow. And I like calling him Joey Big Game Burrow. But at the end of the day, man, I'm sorry. I got to go Matty Stafford, and I got to go Matty Stafford hard, bro.
No, I get it. Look, experience should count for something, but experience being an NFL quarterback is one thing. Experience being in the Super Bowl is, to me, it's a completely different thing, and neither of these guys have it. Granted, yeah, Burrow doesn't have the experience of 13 years, you know, like a Matty Stafford. But look, you know, for me, it just comes down to talent. I just think the Rams have slightly better talent. That's why, you know, I'm not going to really say it for the end, but I think the Rams may win this game by a close margin. I think this is a pretty competitive Super Bowl, but between the two quarterbacks, like I said earlier, I'll take Matty Stafford by a little bit, but going based off of these, neither of these guys have the experience of playing in the Super Bowl. Now, neither of these teams, there's not a lot of guys that are still on the Rams that have played in the Super Bowl just 4 years ago that they did against the Patriots. So neither one of these teams have neither one of these teams really have all that much experience to lean on in a game like this. But we'll see.
So if somebody makes a mistake, and there are going to be mistakes made, who does that affect more? Does that affect Matty Stafford more, or does that affect Joe Burrow more?
Depends on what kind of mistake it is, and it depends on when the mistake is made. I mean, we're talking a pick at the beginning of the game. I mean, that can certainly play into some points. But if we're talking a pick to try and seal a game or trying to get another possession at the end of the game, then we're talking something. We're talking something different. There's a little bit of nuance to that question.
Who throws for more yards, Matty Stafford or Joe Burrow?
You know what? I'll probably go Matty Stafford. He has a better offensive line. He has a better chance of staying upright than Burrow does.
I would agree, man. I'm thinking, okay, so who has more touchdowns, Matty Stafford or Joe Burrow?
Well, once again, who has a better offensive line? Who's gonna have a better chance of staying upright than the other guy? And based on season experience and season stats and what we've seen visually, you would have to think Stafford may have that because he has a better offensive line. He has Cooper Kupp, for crying out loud. I mean, that's really all you got to say is that he has Cooper.
Yeah, but Joe Burrow. Yeah, but Joe Burrow's got Jamar Chase.
True, but Jamar Chase is not Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp, to me, hands down, is the best receiver in football.
I'm with you, bro.
Statistically-wise,
don't jump ahead. We'll get there. Don't jump ahead. We'll get there. Look, okay, so at the end of the day, I don't think either one of us really trust either one of these guys. However, if I have to trust somebody,
right,
I'm trusting Matty Stafford more than I'm trusting Joe Burrow, just because I feel like the years that he's put in, he deserves that, okay? But with that being said, I'm expecting mistakes from both of these guys, okay? So I think it's going to be about who can overcome their mistakes a little bit more so. And with that being said, again, I'm going Matty Stafford. Like, dude's a gunslinger, okay? And when push comes to shove, like you're saying, he has these weapons, bro. So you can make mistakes. You can afford to make mistakes because you know what? You're going to get it on the back end where you're going to make a play with somebody that you're not necessarily expecting to make a play. So I think that, to your point, the weapons mean something, and therefore I trust Matty Stafford a little bit more because I think his weapons will finally find a way to be very productive. And it's not that the other guys aren't going to be productive, but we'll get to the defensive lines. We'll get to all that stuff. So if there's going to be an MVP, would it be Joe Burrow or would it be Matt Stafford?
Based on what we've talked about already, I think you and I will both go with Matty Stafford being the MVP.
Absolutely. I mean, it's again, certain things, the stars just align for certain things to happen. This is all about Matty Stafford, bro. I'm sorry, you know, you and I talked a few weeks about maybe the legacy or what does this do? This puts Matty Stafford in a class of his own, man. And again, it could do the same thing for Joe Burrow. So like, there's a lot on the line, man. And it's funny, I was listening to Stephen A. and J.J. Redick the other day, and they're breaking out basketball, and it relates to this, okay? Because here's the truth, man. You know what? We make stars. We sit here in the media and we make stars. Well, you know what? Joe Burrow is a star. He's in the waiting. Matty Stafford is a star, dude. Who's going to be the bigger star? That to me is the biggest question of the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 56 is going to be decided by Joe Burrow or Matty Stafford, in my humble opinion, Matt. Mike?
No, I think so as well. I'm right there with you. I just think it's to the degree that you and I maybe disagree a little bit on in terms of how he does it, but Matty Stafford, OBJ, Matty Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Matty Stafford, you know, Cam, you know, he has talent to take pressure off of him. That Burrow doesn't have that luxury yet. Yep.
I agree. We got to take a break. We'll be back. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Holler at us, 1-800-878-3776. 7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on the Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, let's check out some real Super Bowl 56 action, brother. Cincinnati Bengals, unthinkable, unbelievable. LA Rams, the star-studded cast of characters. Kind of figured maybe they'd be in this position, and they didn't let us down, to be quite honest with you. Okay, bro, we've talked a little bit about the quarterbacks. Let's talk offenses. Who do you trust more here? The Sean McVay-led offense or the Cincinnati Bengal-led offense by Joe Burrow and the boys? And speaking of that, how much freedom will both of these quarterbacks have to audible and make their own calls out there on the field, Mike?
Let's see. Well, we'll start with the first question. You know, you mentioned, you know, who do you trust more in terms of the whole offense? I think just for me, it's the Rams because they have better veterans. They've been through the wars. They've done this. Now, granted, they haven't been through the Super Bowl, and this is, you know, I mean, McVay's been in the Super Bowl a few years ago, so he has that experience to lean on, and that he's learned from the last time and what he did wrong last time. And so, you know, if you're talking leading these offenses and calling the plays, it's the Rams by a little bit, only because of the offensive players that they have are veteran players compared to the young guys over there in Cincinnati. The second part of the question was what again, Dorf? What did you say?
You know what? I can't remember, man. It escapes me. Basically, in a nutshell, was whose offense do you trust more? Was basically the question in a nutshell. And then also with
well,
the play calling, and then who the play calling, and who will have more freedom to audible out there?
Yes. Yeah. No. I think the first few possessions are going to be, or at least the first second possessions for either team is going to be pretty much scripted. So I don't know if they'll be audibling all that much. It depends on what they see, what the looks they're getting from the defensive side of the ball from these different from the other teams. So freedom. I would think both these guys, once the game wears on, both these head coaches trust their quarterbacks to get them into a play or get them out of a play when necessary. So I think that's kind of like a coin flip. It's like a pick 'em. Who's going to get more freedom?
Yeah. All right, so offensive line, whose offensive line are you going to trust a little bit more here? Obviously, Joe Burrow has been sacked a ton. If that happens out there later on in the game, Super Bowl 56, I think that spells a lot of trouble, okay? So with that being said, again, offensive lines, who are you giving the nod to? Because if I remember correctly, throughout most of the year, Matty Stafford, like you're talking about being upright, Matty Stafford – looked a lot more like a Tom Brady and an Aaron Rodgers in a lot of senses in the case of him not getting sacked and running for his life and things along those lines. So I personally think the LA Rams line, offensive line, is probably a little bit better, probably more a little bit more ready for this particular situation. And I think they'll do a better job of protecting Matty Stafford. What say you?
No, I think it's the Rams offensive line by a mile. Like the last time I checked, the Rams offensive line not giving up 9 sacks in a playoff game and giving up the most sacks to their own quarterback, like in league history, or at least led the league this year. So you would have to give it to the LA Rams offensive line and, for this game. But, you know, look, offensive lines can have bad games, and so we'll see. But if we're just going off what we've seen and the visuals and the optics that we've seen, it has to be the Rams offensive line.
All right, so offensively speaking, the Rams want to have some balance, obviously. Cam Akers has been spectacular for them. They may need a little sprinkle of Sony Michel as well. You never know. But on the other hand, the running game of Mixon and the bevy of guys that they throw at you in the backfield – that's going to be important. So at the end of the day, who's going to have more balance? Is it Cincinnati or is it the Rams?
I'd think it's, I still think it's going to be the Rams. I still think that the Rams win this game. I still think that the Rams, with their better offensive line, I think they have a better defense as well. I know we'll touch on that in a little bit. But I think the Rams are going to be able to take care of business on the offensive line a lot better and offensively a lot better than Cincy today.
So we know there's big guys, big play guys, obviously, in Cooper Kupp and Ja'Marr Chase, and they're both on opposite sides of the field, which is fantastic because you don't want to have too many weapons on one side. However, with that being said, I do think the Rams have a few more weapons. So if it's not those two guys, right, like if it's not a Ja'Marr Chase, if it's not a Cooper Kupp, who will it be stepping up? No Higbee, by the way. So I do think that changes a little bit of the dynamic. However, the backup tight end that they played the other day, he was fantastic. So I think things stay pretty similar. Do you expect a little bit more out of a Higbee? Sure. However, you still have this idea of how you want to implement your game plan, and they will use the tight end. I'm sure of that. But with that being said, if it's not Cooper Kupp, if it's not Ja'Marr Chase, then who will be the guy to make plays for either one of these teams, Mike?
Well, you have to look at the running back position for both teams. You know, maybe it's Mixon. Maybe Mixon comes up with a huge game today, runs for 150 yards. Maybe Akers does the same thing for the Rams. And then, you know, wide receiver-wise, you got T. Higgins, you know, for the Cincinnati Bengals, and then, you know, you got OBJ on the other side for the Rams. And so if the stars are not doing what we expect them to do, not that we expect Cooper Kupp or Ja'Marr Chase to have 300-yard games or anything like that, but to just kind of keep doing what they're doing, someone else is going to have to try and take that pressure off, because you know Chase is going to be double teamed. They're going to play double high safety. Or safety help over the top for Chase. They're going to do the same thing with Kupp. They're going to try and bracket both of these guys. So there's somebody else, and it's going to be one of those two things. And I agree with you with the backup tight end for the Rams. He did just fine the other day with Higbee out. But losing Higbee, look, I mean, you lose a guy like Higbee, that's a loss. And so we'll see what that backup tight end can do, but overall, I still think it's the Rams who have the better personnel to kind of keep Cincinnati's defense on its toes and kind of keep them guessing as to what's coming next.
Speaking of keeping them guessing, you know, we're both thinking that it could be a relatively close game. I mean, I haven't gotten your score yet,
right,
and we'll get to that in a little bit, but I see scenarios where it could go one of two ways, man. Like, either L.A. is going to run away with this thing, or Cincinnati is going to come and they're going to play. And what I mean by that is, you know, we've seen Cincinnati struggle in the postseason already. They were down 21 points or 18 points, whatever it was, to the Kansas City Chiefs. They had the fortitude to come back. You know, can you keep doing that? I wonder if that's a question I have. Can you keep putting yourselves in a predicament where you're so far behind? Can you pull yourself out of it each and every time? I don't know if that can be the case. I do think a guy like Joe Mixon has to have a huge game. I really do. If he can control things on the ground for Cincinnati, it's going to help Joe Burrow big time. This is the first opportunity for both of these guys. So nerves are going to be high. Tensions are going to be high. You're going to need a few really big plays to just get you comfortable out there. So who's that going to be? I don't exactly know. And, I mean, we're expecting it to be a Ja'Marr Chase, and we're expecting it to be a Cooper Kupp. I'm telling you right now, expect the unexpected. Joe Mixon could have a huge day. And there's something about that guy that I've never really liked. However, this year, he's been on the field, man. And you know what? When he's on the field, the guy is actually a pretty productive running back. So it just goes to show me that health is very important, man. And I think that's going to play a factor in the game as well. Like, stay healthy, man. Don't go out there and have a key injury happen, because if that happens, oh boy, that's all I can say. We got ourselves a great football. I think we have a great football game, Mike. I really do.
No, I think we really do, too. I think it's going to be a relatively close game, like you said. But, you know, Mixon is one of the keys for Cincinnati. I mean, look, the quarterback's best friend usually is the tight end. But in a situation like this, you need all hands on deck, and you need a performance from everybody, from your linebackers to your offensive line to your running backs, to, you know, everybody from the coaching staff. So Mixon's one of those guys, and if he can keep the Rams off balance just enough to let Burrow do his thing with Chase or T. Higgins or any number of those guys, Mixon's going to have to get first downs. He's going to have to get the third and ones and convert to a first down. He's going to have to break off chunk yardage. There's some pressure on Mixon to be that balance for Burrow today.
Yeah, speaking of balance, bro, you and I were lucky, man. We got to get out to the Phoenix Open, bro, or the WM Phoenix Open, whatever the heck they want to call it. I saw that unbelievable shot by Sam Ryder, the hole-in-one. We'd be oblivious to things if we didn't recognize the Phoenix Open going on in our backyard, too, man. It's Super Bowl weekend. That means the Phoenix Open. It's a beautiful thing. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we'll be right back here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. Algae Cal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. Algae Cal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and Algae Cal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. Algae Cal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how Algae Cal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
All righty, people, welcome back in. It is Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, rocking and rolling right in your ear holes as it is Super Bowl 56 time, baby. Cincinnati Bengals taking on the LA Rams in their backyard. Can't make this stuff up, people. Speaking of can't make things up, Mike, we got to jump out to the phones, and we got to hook up with none other than MISM. For those of you that don't know, that's Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch in Santa Monica, you got the Dorf Man, you got Mike Wilson. It's Super Bowl 56 time, brother. What's on your mind today, man?
Happy Super Bowl Sunday. I mean, what is a Super Bowl Sunday morning without Mitch in Santa Monica calling into the Dorf on Sports and saying hi to MJ, my man? Guys, this is the greatest day of the year. I mean, you know, with all what's going on, I mean, geez, monobob, did you guys watch that last night? How about that? Americans getting ready to do a little monobob? But seriously, I'm in here in L.A. This town has been jacked up with events upon events upon events. I mean, it's great. The town is going nuts. SoFi is going to be rocking with about 90-degree weather. It's hilarious. You know, by the way, they don't have air conditioning or heating in that place because it's supposedly an outdoor stadium, but it's indoors because there's this big dome on top of it that you can't retract. I mean, this and then the threat of truckers coming around and encircling the place. I mean, this could be a historic day. I will say this. I do want to get to a point that I think you guys are missing. And as much as we have talked over the years that football is a three-sided game, you have offense, defense, special teams. I think what we've seen in at least the last six postseason games, which were all virtually walk-offs, is football, at least in the NFL level, is four-sided. You've got your offense, your defense, your special teams, and you have this football, which is oblong, which is not a soccer round ball, which rolls uniformly. It bounces every which way possible. And that fourth thing is luck. Okay, there's a whole idea. These teams are here because of a lot of Lady Luck fell on their side through the postseason and in the regular season to get them there. So all these predictions, you know what, throw them out the window because this game is going to be, I think it's going to be determined on what this postseason has been all about. And that's luck. You know, look at Aaron Rodgers' career. His career is basically, he's one of the greatest of all time, but he doesn't have the luck that a Tom Brady has. Remember, Tom Brady didn't necessarily win his Super Bowls. A lot of them were on his field goal kicker, you know. So it's not about that. So I will say this. Joe Burrow, he is a winner. Matty Stafford has been a proven loser up until this season. I'm going with the winner. I'm going with the NCAA champion. I'm going with the Heisman Trophy winner. And I'm going with the guy who's got a lot of luck going and a lot of good things going with it. I'm going with Joe Burrow. Take your Matty Stafford and his 13 years experience and throw it out. Let's go with luck. And Joe Burrow, Cincinnati is my pick in a great game to finish off this season.
Wow, man. It doesn't sound like you're making too many friends there in L.A., bro.
Hey, I'm a Packer fan. I just care less about the Rams. You kidding me? And by the way, Matty Stafford to me, he's a Lion. Remember, the closest thing that the Detroit Lions have ever gotten to the Super Bowl is Matt Stafford and Eminem today.
Hey, man, you know what? Certain things happen for certain reasons. At the end of the day, the L.A. Rams, they did what they wanted to do. Matty Stafford is a guy that could get them to a different level than Jared Goff. They've proved it, man. At the end of the day, sometimes you just got to go, okay, they did it, man, and there's nothing we can do about it, and we got to accept the fact that they were able to overcome a lot of the things that we didn't think they would be able to overcome. Sounds to me like you got a lot of hate for L.A., bro. If I'm you, I'm looking out today. If I'm you, I'm trying to dodge your neighbor because your neighbor might be a little angry at you, bro.
Hey, I don't have any hate for L.A. I'm just having a lot of love. I'm having a love for Joe, for Coach O and Joe Burrow and bringing that swag here to L.A. at SoFi and you know what, having a big blow up today. I mean,
so the real question is, the real question for you is, what kind of food? What's the spread for MISM, dude?
Oh, come on now, please. You need to go there. I mean, I don't. Come on, Brock's and wings.
Rots and rots wings. And I'm assuming you have bathed those things in beer all night long. Yes or no?
This year I have not, actually, Mr. Dorf. Huh. Of course, I have not. I typically do, but I have a little extra time. I usually do them on Saturday, as you know. Bathe them overnight in the beer and the onions and the sauerkraut, so I can at the end of the middle of the second quarter, kind of put them on the burner and just have them rise up the temperature and have them nice and piping hot for everyone at halftime. But you know what? This year, the spread's just going to come out early, and everyone can eat what they want. You know, it's kind of low key. We're still in this strange world that we're in. You know, it's not going to be a big deal. It's just me, the family, and the kids, and that's how we're doing it.
MISM, we're going to let you run. Appreciate you calling us on Super Bowl Sunday, bro. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the day. And hopefully Joey Big Game Burrow comes through for you, because otherwise, I think you better look out, man. People in L.A. might be coming to your house.
All right. But listen, what I'm really looking forward to is watching what happens at the 16th hole at the Waste Management later. Pregame, so you know.
I'll tell you what, bro. You know me, man. I'm heading out to the Phoenix Open for a few hours before the big show later on. Obviously, Super Bowl 56. I'm gonna go check out Brooks and the guys and get out there and enjoy that atmosphere. I did take Mike out there on Thursday. We got to enjoy that. And you know what? Amazing atmosphere. There's one of a kinds in everything, and this is one of a kind. There is nothing like the WM Phoenix Open out there on the tour, man. And I'll tell you what, if there's anything that could coexist with the Super Bowl, I got news for you, bro. This is the event that can coexist the same weekend as the Super Bowl. It's insane.
Dude, that tournament is what all tournaments should be like. I mean, it's like going to Wembley in a soccer match. I mean, it's insane. I mean, with the whole, I saw your post. I thought you were there. But, I mean, everyone going nuts after the hole-in-one yesterday and all the beer bottles and soda box cans and whatnot.
That was awesome.
Going on, oh, my God. It's hysterical. And I get people ripping off their shirts.
It's fantastic, man. There's, if there's one event that could hang on Super Bowl weekend, it's the Phoenix Open, bro. And you know what? Mike and I were privy enough to go check it out. I'm going out again today, and I'm going to enjoy the last little round. And you know what? At the end of the day, man, what a weekend. What a sports weekend. MISM, appreciate the phone call.
So hold on, Andy. Are you leaving the tournament early to catch kickoff, or are you watching it delayed?
I don't know, man. I don't know. We'll figure it out when it happens. I'm one of those guys that I take it as it comes. And if we're in the moment, we're in the moment, Mitch in Santa Monica. If that happens, it happens, man. Have a great day. We appreciate
you. Well, then,
you,
I'll tell you this, man. Brooks Koepka for the win. And also Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
I want Figala. Figala, man. Let's keep going with that guy. He's been fantastic. And you know what? The moment's not too big for that guy either. All right, MISM, we got to let you run. You're getting me off the tangent. All right, Mike, let's get back to what's going on, okay? Because we only got a few more minutes left to break this thing down. Okay, so we've talked offense a little bit. Let's go defense. Jalen Ramsey, he's going to be out on an island. He wants Ja'Marr Chase. He's already said it. What has to happen for him to actually be able to shut Ja'Marr Chase down?
Look, Jalen Ramsey arguably is one of the top two or three defensive backs in the NFL. We all know that. What's it going to take? It'll take a little bit of help. You know, as good as Jalen Ramsey is, you know, he tends to guess a little bit. He's like Diggs from the Cowboys. He goes in guessing a lot of times, and you can't do that with Ja'Marr Chase, even though Ja'Marr is can tear you up if you're going to guess on him. So I'm sure, you know, there's going to be a lot of one-on-one coverage from Jalen and the Rams with Chase, because they're like, all right, your best against my best. Here we go. Let's see who wins. But I'm sure there's going to be some safety help over the top. I'm sure there's going to be some zone in terms of just trying to keep him contained and not going deep. But it's going to be fun to watch because, like I said, it's mano a mano. It's man defense, and Jalen is as confident as anybody I've ever seen play the safety position, the DB position. So It's something certainly to keep our head on, but I think, you know, a lot of one-on-one, or it's going to be some bracketed coverage with some help over the top.
All right, so we know about that front four that they have on that defensive side of the ball. We know about Jalen Ramsey on the back end of that defense. Cincinnati doesn't get nearly as much credit, I think, as far as defense goes. I actually think they run a pretty solid scheme. Hendrickson, those guys on that defensive line, yep, they're going to get after it a little bit. So who are you giving the nod to on defense, Rams or Bengals?
Well, you got to give it to the Rams overall on defense. They got that defensive line, and I've talked about that defensive line, I believe, all season, every week. You know, anytime you got Aaron Donald, you know, on your defensive line, you can kind of move him around a little bit. But the double teams that he creates from the offense is, I think it's going to open up something for another one of those defensive line guys or a middle linebacker to come in and create some havoc.
Speaking of that, do you think Aaron Donald could wind up being the MVP of the game? I mean, Von Miller, he's another guy to kind of look out for. He's already been that guy. So could it be a defensive player?
Look, I'm going to harken back to your team with Reggie White. Reggie White was, I believe, the MVP of that Super Bowl years ago, when he's just bum-rushing everybody, bull-rushing everybody. Yeah, Aaron Donald can do the same thing. He has just as much talent as any one of those offensive guys, and the ability to just mess up another team's scheme all by himself. Yeah, he can be the MVP for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. We're not really – to me, it sounds like we're laying pretty heavily on the Rams as far as what we think is going to happen in this game, because you've already said you like their offense better, you like their defense better. You've kind of gone with, I think, did you pick Joe Burrow or did you pick Matty Stafford? I can't remember on that one.
To me, it was a coin flip. Really, you can just flip a coin and okay, come so, up with whoever. But
you get what I'm saying here, is at the end of the day,
right?
I kind of feel like the deck is stacked in the Rams' favor for sure. But with that being said, the pressure mounts on them a little bit more because I think they feel the pressure that they're supposed to win this football game, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look, they're the home team. They feel like they should win the game. I think most people look in at the talent and just say that's going to win the game. Those guys have better talent, and a lot of times that's what it comes down for a lot of people.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting to see what actually happens out on the football field. But truth be told, opportunities are huge for Matty Stafford, Joe Burrow, the Cincinnati Bengals, the LA Rams, Sean McVay to redeem himself a little bit. There's a lot on the line, man. Thankfully, go. Super Bowl 56, people. Keep it close on the other side. We'll come back and do what we always do. It's called Shot Time. Mike Wilson.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
At you, and like we always do at this time, it's parting shot time. And you know what, man, oh man, before we do that real quickly, get at us a couple few different ways. You can always get us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. And then Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out all over the place, especially after the game, where we have all kinds of stuff going on the page, Dorf on Sports. Check it out. Get involved. Interact with us. All right, Mike, my friend, it is parting shot time. You are up.
Look, my parting shot goes out to both these teams that have made it this far, make it to the Super Bowl, get the trophy, all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, I think the Rams are going to win. Do I want the Rams to win? I would love to see the Cincinnati Bengals win and Joe Burrow just keep building his legacy. But at the end of the day, I think the Rams have the better talent. I think the Rams win 28-24.
All right, we're really close. I got 31-27 for the Rams winning this football game. And I'm going to go like this, bro. Thinking about the year, thinking about all the craziness that's happened, and we got down to the final game, and it's the Cincinnati Bengals and the LA Rams. One of these teams I actually thought might be here. That's the LA Rams. The other team, with Joe Burrow coming back after an injury and, you know, years, maybe 2 years ahead of where we thought they might be at this point in time, I think the future is extremely bright for the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow. So you know what, people? Enjoy the ride. If you're a Cincinnati Bengal fan, enjoy the ride, because you know what? I think you got years and years and years of excellence. You got years and years of great quarterback play and something for you to be really excited about. Rams, this is your shot, man. Go out there and get it done. Otherwise, everyone's going to be scratching their head. We got to get the heck out of Dodge for Mike. For Robert, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.